Jacob, a couple of days to kind of get everybody recharged. How was it, and how do you feel coming in here tonight?
Good. I mean, I think it was important for everyone. They had a long stretch of games, and I mean, I was there for probably half of them, and I was feeling it there towards the end. So I think everybody needed it, and I think everybody took the time to recover, and everybody's feeling better today than they did a couple days ago.
Was it more of a mental, or was it more of a physical break maybe that was the advantage?
I think both. Definitely physical with playing that many games, especially those last two, within 24 hours of each other. And definitely mental, too. I mean, you just got to just take some time to relax and get hockey off your mind for a little bit, and I think that helps everyone.
What are your expectations of the Wild tonight? Obviously a team that's known for being strong defensively, but new head coach as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know what you're getting when you're playing Minnesota, especially in Minnesota. I think we've developed a bit of a rivalry here, and these are fun games to play, especially in our division. We know they're going to be good defensively like they always are. They crash the net hard, and they're good off the rush. I think that's where they got a lot of their chances in the past. So that's something we're going to need to key on.
Speaking of the division, you guys are tied right now. We're only a quarter of the way through this, but do you keep an eye on where everybody is?
I personally don't, really. I mean, you see who wins some games when you check the scores, but, I mean, I'm not really much of a standings watcher, per se. I think we know how important these games are. No matter what the standings are now, they're always going to come down to these games at the end of the year, and so I think everybody has an understanding of that.
Outside of seeing him a lot, what do you think has made the rivalry develop a little bit more in the last couple of years here?
I think how close they are to each other. I think there's always a good drawing of Winnipeg fans down here, which makes it a little more exciting. Probably a different building for them to play in. They're probably not used to that with other road teams, so I think that's a big factor in it.